to get my hands on it.
I've always wanted to get mine on yours, Lorraine.
What, dear? By the way, what time does Beverly get here? I'm not over anxious to see him.
He's been and gone, Lorraine.
Oh, really? How nice! Oh, but then, of course, you and Beverly are good friends, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I think he's a wonderful person.
Oh, I suppose he is. But really, after I was finished acting with him, I was a perfect wreck. All during that tender love scene that the critics thought was so magnificent. He kept dropping peanut shells down my dress. I wouldn't act with him again if I was starving.
On the youth of America at your age, Lorraine? Tell me, have you found a new play yet?
No, I haven't. You know, there was a pile of manuscripts waiting for me in New York, but I rushed right out here to Sherry's side.
Yes, it was wonderful of you, Lorraine, to rush to Sherry's wheelchair that way.
Well, it's just like I always say, Maggie. What else is there in this world besides friends?
What I always say. Everything okay?
I'll say.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye. Sherry! Sherry! The most wonderful thing in the world has happened!
play from there.
Oh, Maggie, you're wonderful! Sherry, you haven't even said a word of congratulations!
Let me understand this, Lorraine. Am I to gather from your girly squeals that you are about to toss your career into the ash can?
Why, no, Cherry. I may not be able to play for one season, but there'll be other seasons.
I see. And everything else goes into the ash can with it, is that right?
Well, really, Cherry, you don't expect...
Don't explain, Lorraine. I understand only too well. And I also understand why Ingrid Bergman remains the first lady of the American theater.
This is wonderful. We're in luck, Lorraine. There's a plane out of Cleveland at 10:03. Let's see. It takes an hour to get there. Oh, it all works out so wonderfully, doesn't it, Cherry?
Peachy!